And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
To say that the state of North Carolina has generally done a poor job of serving people with intellectual and developmental disabilities over the years would be a big understatement. As has been made plain of late in a case known as Samantha R., a better word would be lousy. Thanks to pathetic funding and maddening systemic inertia, more than 16,000 people in immediate need of direct services are stuck on a Kafka-esque waiting list that can take years to traverse. It's so long that people regularly die before ever getting to the top. It's in light of this outrageous situation that Superior Court Judge Alan Badur recently issued an order that sets hard timetables for moving people out of institutions and getting them the services they need to live in the community. It's a solution to which the State Department of Health and Human Services should have readily agreed. Instead, unfortunately, the department is appealing Badur's ruling and further delaying a permanent solution. Governor Roy Cooper should direct HHS officials to rethink this move and work with plaintiffs on a real and lasting fix. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.